Welcome to the HR Happy Hour on Alexa. This is Trish McFarland, your host. Today, I'd like to talk about service. Now, I don't consider myself old by any stretch, but I distinctly remember being a child and going to the gas station with my dad. He would pull our car up to the full service pump, and a smiling attendant would run out and begin working on the car. So for those of you who are too young to remember this, picture sort of a mini version of a NASCAR pit stop. At any rate, the attendant would begin fueling the car, and while all that was happening, he would wash your windshield, he might check your oil, might even air up a tire or two if needed. The point is that all of this was included in the normal day-to-day fill-up that you might experience. If you fast forward a few years, the service is still available, but at a premium price, and it had been added on for full service versus self-service. Now granted, sometimes you don't need all the bells and whistles, but I'll tell you, it sure is nice when they're just built into your experience. Fast forward to today, and I'd actually challenge you to go out and find many, if any, full-service stations. I know there are just none that I can think of off the top of my head near where I live. I was thinking about that as it relates to technology. It seems that now, when you buy software, you get a minimal level of service. If you'd like the bells and whistles to make your use easy and seamless, you must pay for it. Now, there's nothing wrong with doing that, but some vendors are starting to take a different approach to ensure the customer has the best experience possible. I recently visited Oracle headquarters, where they're pioneering a new model of support called the Platinum Services. What does this mean? Well, for software users, often when you have an issue, a question, a bug in how the software works, you have to pay a fee in order to have advanced support for your issue. This could be a small amount or large, depending on what the issue is, and the level of time or expertise needed to resolve it. Now, Oracle is including this in all customer contracts as standard offering. And in addition, they're launching the Oracle SaaS Support Services, which according to CEO Mark Hurd, gives Oracle an opportunity to add to the content and help customers be more successful. So it goes beyond this personal support and adds on a more robust content center. So I'll be following this, and it will be interesting to see how the market responds and if we start to see other vendors taking this approach. But for now, it's the new way to create meaningful relationships with the customer. Well, that's it for the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour show or to hear all the show archives, please go to www.h3hr.com or subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app.